Continuing on with our locker room chats this week on KNZA 103.9 FM, Chance Talk Jackson Heights. It's brought to you by Farm Bureau Warham, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, and Netawaka Fitness Center. We're joined by the girls' head coach, that is Madison Massey. Coach, we appreciate it very much, and let's dive into the first ball game of the year last week. You get a nice road win at Royal Valley against a Big 7 League opponent, 60-31, and you had a couple of big performances from a couple girls in that game, and we'll kind of talk about it momentarily, but just the overall takeaways from that big win in the first game of the year.
Hey, thanks for having me. We did a really nice job pushing the ball early. So I felt like we were pretty well conditioned and came out after halftime. It was a pretty tight game till then. And then we just hit a second gear in the second half and put them down. I also, there's a lot of defense we need to work on, especially our press and our half court man-to-man. But we went to a zone momentarily and it worked pretty well. So we'll be looking to keep switching those defenses up.
60-31, the final. Jackson Heights, a big winner over Royal Valley in their first game. Canyon Olberding goes for 31 herself, and Kaylee Thompson a double-double. Those two have been doing it for a long time, and they continue to keep it in that direction. They're two fantastic players, and they showed it in the first game.
Yes, they did. I mean, they're a duo that's pretty unstoppable. When they get things going, it's so fun to watch, especially Canyon gets so many passes. Just because of her length, she's so long, and the girls that are usually guarding her aren't as tall. Kaylee, I thought she did a tremendous job of passing and sharing the ball. She also had 5 assists and would have had more if we had a couple of girls finish shots or not get fouled underneath the basket. But we did a great job of sharing the ball and playing team basketball.
You've had a little bit of time off and getting set for a matchup with Pleasant Ridge on Friday night. What's been kind of the utilization in practice this week? What are a few things you might be doing with your team as you still try to improve here early on in the season?
Doing a lot of shell, working defensively. Like I said, we have a lot to work on in that aspect of the game. Offensively, they ran man-to-man in some of the film that I've watched. So we're working on our dummy offense, and especially against the zone, because I look for them to go zone on us. And then just flowing into our offense, we have trouble. I hate walking the ball up. I like to push it in secondary early, and that's something that we've been hitting pretty hard this week in practice.
Yeah, you're working on a few things to get ready for Pleasant Ridge. How much have you really kind of dove into them a little bit, and really what kind of ball game do you want to see from your team here on Friday?
Well, they played McClough last night, and Heim went for 19 points, so we have to stop her early. They suited 9 girls, and in the box score, 8 of them scored. So they share the ball pretty well. We got to lock up on defense and make sure that we rebound and limit second chances, because they're pretty scrappy and they hit the boards hard.
There it is. Madison Massey, Jackson Heights girls basketball coach, a 1-0 start to their year after 60-31 victory against Royal Valley last week. Now they're back to it Friday on the road at Pleasant Ridge. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck against P Ridge tomorrow night. We will talk to you soon.
Thank you. Appreciate it.